You know, something that is right around the corner, if we think about this, it's very, very soon, and that is the election. And for some, it's good news that it's very soon because we can stop seeing all these campaigns and hearing all these and seeing all the yard signs and things like that. But for others, you know, it's they're looking forward to the election. And I mean, you know, we've got some folks in here with us this morning. I'd like to say hello to Margo and hello to Carrie. Margo from the library. Carrie, you are with the clerk's office, correct?
Yes. Effingham County Clerk.
Now, tell me something. People can still register to vote here in Effingham County, right?
Yes, they can.
Now, if they haven't registered, what's the criteria that they need? And by the way, you can check this out on our website at effinghamradio.com. Also, you can look on our WCRC Facebook. We're doing a Facebook Live on this. If you don't see it now, you can replay it. Is there a criteria? I mean, age, you know, residency and all that?
Residency requirements are 30 days before the election in your precinct. Age requirements are 18 years and older, and you know, have to be a U.S. citizen.
Okay. And so then they just bring that and they register. Where can they register?
They can register at the county clerk's office.
Okay.
We do require two forms of ID. One has to have your current address on it.
Okay.
You can also register with the deputy registrar, which are all of the – most of the precinct committeemen in the county are deputy registrars. And we're actually having a registration drive tonight and Wednesday evening at the library.
That's fantastic, and that's probably where Margo comes in, right?
That's where Margo comes in.
Is this at the brand new library we're doing the registration?
Yes, it is at Effingham Public Library, brand new library, and we are celebrating our 1-year anniversary there this Friday.
Has it been a year already?
It's been a year.
Wow, that's fantastic. So people come in and they register to vote, and this would mean that, okay, let's say somebody just transferred here from maybe Charleston or Mattoon or whatever, and they were registered in a different county, they would have to get registered here to be able to vote here.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when the voting takes place, tell me about this. Is it electronic? Are they going to be using a computer, use a paper ballot, or what?
We use paper ballots.
Is this what, this like a demonstration
like
ballot here?
That one right there. This is the demonstration ballot that we're going to use at the
library.
Who
can we vote for here? Let's see. Best Illinois baseball player. Wait a minute. This got nothing to do with politics.
It doesn't have. It's what I call a
best vocal artist. Elvis Presley. Frank Sinatra. All right. You got a couple of mine on there. There we go.
There you go.
I love it.
But basically, we darken the ovals in Effingham County to make our choices. And so each candidate will have an oval beside their name, and you just darken the oval of your choice.
Now, wait a minute, Carrie. What if somebody's visually impaired?
If they're visually impaired, we have a voter assisted terminal that we call our AutoMark, because that's the brand name. And it will assist anyone who's handicapped, blind, who needs some assistance with someone else helping them, even it can even read the ballot to the person.
Oh, that's great. Now, what you say, you shade it in with a pencil, is that it? Now, can they not maybe use like a dauber that they would use for bingo?
No. No.
Okay.
Sorry. Daubers do not work. They do not read.
All right.
Basically, we need it. We use black ink is what we use.
Now, what is the important thing that we should stress to those of the younger age group? Because I think a lot of times we see the youth, you know, you're a teenager and you go, I'm not going to register to vote. And I mean, I think we need to get all ages out to vote. I would think that maybe teens and senior citizens fall into that, the front and back end where we need to get a lot of people from each demographic in there to vote.
They do. They're the ones who probably are the lowest percentage of turnout. Your largest turnout will probably be in your middle ages. How do you say that?
Yeah, there you go. but I mean, stop and think about this, because if you're
true.
A teen and you don't get out there and vote, and somebody gets into office, and let's say they spend 8 years in office and you didn't vote for them, then you got 8 years to complain about something you had nothing to do with.
Right.
So you've got to get in there and do it.
And one good thing about it is, if you vote, you've got reason to complain.
There you go.
You know, that sounds negative, but, you know, some people like to complain about it, but they don't do anything about it otherwise. And when you're old enough to vote, you should get out and take advantage of it, because it is a right we have, and it's a good thing for us.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So I would think that between now and when does the voter registration cut off?
Voter registration ends. I have a date.
Okay.
I think September 29th.
Okay.
September 28th, actually.
So they have till the end of the month here pretty much to get in and register.
That's not correct. Sorry. October 11th.
October 11th. Wow, even more time.
Wrong line.
That's great.
But we do actually have two other registration possibilities. I don't like to talk about them because I really feel people ought to be able to register to vote within the deadline. After the deadline, though, if someone does not have their voter registration up to date, they can do what they call grace period voting. And that means you come into our office for a period of time, beginning on the 12th and going through the 8th of November, and which is Election Day. And they can register, but the requirement is they have to vote that day, too.
Okay. Now, what about, and I had asked you this question off the air, what about if somebody's not planning on being in town that day, can they get an absentee ballot to vote?
They certainly get an absentee ballot.
And how do they do that?
They can call our office. They can email us. They can send us a note. Mom or dad can call for a student or a child. Just however you can contact us, we can get you a we would check your voter registration first, and then we would be able to send a ballot to wherever you want it sent to.
And what's your phone number over there, Kerry?
Application process first, and the phone number is
342-6535. That's fantastic. We thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Want to get a lot of people registered to vote so we can get a good turnout this election.
Mm-hmm.
And Margo, thank you for coming in. Continued success with the library. Happy 1-year anniversary.
Thank you, Bo. We're very excited to have this partnership with the clerk's office and very happy to have the cafe available to have the event.
That's great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you both for coming in.